Tom Schoen reminds us, before he alighted on a career in comedy, Woody Allen aspired to be a magician, spending hours every day practicing sleight-of-hand tricks with billiard balls, coins, cards, and rings. As if proving that old age is a kind of second childhood, Woody Allen has been on a magic-themed run with movies like Scoop, The Curse of the Jade Scorpion, I See a Tall Dark Stranger, and Magic in the Moonlight, his 47th film, in which Colin Firth plays a celebrated stage magician asked to debunk an American clairvoyant named Sophie Baker, played by Emma Stone, who appears to have hoodwinked a rich American family in their home on the Riviera. Screwing up her nose and cradling the air with her hands, Stone's green eyes seem to well with news of the dearly departed. Her cuteness is confounding. The more I watch her, the more I'm stumped, confesses Stanley, played by Firth. Is her magic real, or is it a trick? That from The Guardian, July 2014. It may not only be that Woody Allen is looking back to his youth, he may be on to a timely trend, an interest in mystery and the power of the human mind. Jeff Everson says, a lot of things that up until recently were considered to be a mystery can now easily be explained by science. However, the greatest mystery of all is still the human mind. Jeff and Tessa Everson have been invited to bring their mysterious art to Scranton by the Jewish Federation of Northeastern Pennsylvania this Saturday, October 21st. We had a chance to speak by phone with Dasi Gantz of the Federation about the event.
We are the Jewish Federation of Northeastern Pennsylvania. We service the Jewish communities of Lackawanna, Wayne, Monroe, and Pike counties. Our funds that are raised as a nonprofit serve our local communities here, but we also reach out to Jewish communities all over the United States. We were very active in hurricane relief funds currently. We were very involved with some of the anti-Semitic attacks, unfortunately, that happened in this country and in Europe, and how many people are leaving France to come to Israel. Many are leaving Argentina to come to Israel. And we are involved with that movement as well. We have yearly a drive that's called the United Jewish Appeal, a name that's been around since I've been a little girl. And with those funds, we are able to do all this wonderful good work. It gets used for that. And to help make people aware, we have programs like the one we're going to have Saturday night.
We had a conversation about your event last year. I remember it was a gripping and compelling event. How do you make the decision about what kinds of programming you'd like to share?
That's a good question. We always try to mix the serious with the lighthearted. So just as an example, we often get speakers who are involved in the Jewish world. As a matter of fact, for our upcoming event for our major donors, we have a journalist for the Jerusalem Post coming to speak at a private home. By the same token, we have something lighthearted, which is what we have coming up Saturday night, in that we have a mentalist duo by the name of the Eversons, Jeff and Tessa Everson, a married couple. And I actually heard about them from our children, a family living in Baltimore, Maryland. I happened to then soon after see them on television and that television show called Penn and Teller's Fool Us, where they invite other magic or mentalist acts to come and see if they can trick these famed magicians. And the Eversons did appear, and though they couldn't fool Penn and Teller, the quote that we're actually using is that they do it better than anybody, whatever the entertainment part of it is, the hidden entertainment part is. So I went online and I saw some of their YouTube videos, and they are good. They are good. They're friendly. They advertise a family-friendly show, which makes it very nice for families to come together. We're setting the room up in table cafe style, a table of 10 seats. Individuals' tickets are purchased either by calling our Federation office and speaking with Marianne at Extension 4, or by going to eventbrite.com, and then you could buy your tickets online.
And tell us where we are going to take in this event.
It's happening right here in Scranton at the Jewish Community Center. The address is 601 Jefferson Avenue. It's as soon as you come into the front doors. It's to the right in the major auditorium. And it's going to be this Saturday evening. Doors open at 8, but we don't get to go in until closer till 8:30. There will be a cash bar there and some light refreshment. And everybody expects to have a real good time. It just has a feeling of excitement and wonder. And I know I will sit there with my jaw dropping the whole time. And I find that the era of the mentalist is now. I'm noticing this concept on a lot of the big TV shows and big shows in person. And we're thrilled that they are so close by that we could touch something this big for our small area.
Dasi Gantz of the Jewish Federation of Northeastern Pennsylvania inviting the community to join the world-famous duo Jeff and Tessa Evison at the Scranton JCC in the Koppelman Auditorium this Saturday, October 21st, as they perform. The doors open at 8, but you'll be able to get in about 8:30. For more information on the web, jewishnepa.org, jewishnepa.org. You are able to buy or reserve a table for 10 people, and also single admission tickets are available in advance or at the door. It's Saturday, October 21st. Doors open at 8. Show starts around 8:30. And for more information on the web, jewishnepa.org.